Welcome back to Jump Scare. I'm Betty.
And I'm Chad.
This week we cover Leprechaun 2.
Soon, my dear. It's almost time.
True love can be hard to find. For some, it takes a lifetime. For him, it took 1,000 years.
God bless you.
And now that he's finally found her, he's going to love her.
I'm back.
To death.
I'm Irish.
It's our second serving Tuesday.
Yay! Go back for a second helping of Leprechaun.
And we're going to shove it down your
throat. That's right.
Eat it.
I was going to say, said no one ever. The movie no one demanded.
This movie is finger-licking good.
Is it?
Quote unquote. He says that in the movie.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He fucking says that in the movie. He has so many one-liners. It's like, who the fuck wrote this?
You know, it's been a long time since I saw this movie, and I did not remember. This was a lot more sexual than I remembered.
It's more sexual. It's more gruesome. It's pretty hardcore, I would have to say. I mean, the leprechaun usually, I mean, you know, he does some fucked up shit. But some fucked up sexual stuff, like, well, we'll talk about that in a second. That one scene just got me. Yeah. But I'm going to say, for all of you people out there who understand what I'm about to say, the leprechaun is savage AF, okay? He's mad savage in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with him.
Horny as hell, too.
Well, he's waiting 1,000 years, so.
Yeah, that's, well, like, more than that, because he didn't get his bride at the beginning, either.
Yeah, he's waiting 2,000 years. So that's a terrible, like, blue balls moment.
It'd be green balls in his case.
Wow, you went there.
Oh, yeah.
It is green balls. Does it have, never mind. I was going to say gold nuggets.
Don't okay. Get into it too deep. You don't want to get too deep in the leprechaun balls.
So guys, the plot of the film is the leprechaun gets to take a bride every 1,000 years.
If she sneezes 3 times and no one says, God bless you, she's all his.
Achoo!
Bless you.
Oh, so, damn. Okay. I was going to do it periodically throughout the whole thing. And then at the end, the leprechaun was going to come out of the fucking closet and take me away. You fucked it up.
Yep. Yeah, well.
Hopefully, Warwick Davis in the closet. Just, there's water. I left water in a bowl for you.
But yeah, I don't know what part of the leprechaun lore that is. I don't really ever remember reading that part about leprechauns.
No, but it makes for a good movie.
Does it, though?
When question. I mean good, I mean terribly entertaining.
Yeah, not a good movie. It's entertaining, but I don't know that it's good.
You give it two gold pots. Two pots of gold.
I'll give it 2 pots of gold and a shamrock.
That's three. That's three.
No, that's like a 2.1.
We're fucking this up. So this is what happens in the film. And, you know, he doesn't get to get the girl in the beginning, like Shad just stated, because, you know, the dad...
He has got a guy as his, like, leprechaun submissive. Bitch. I don't know what it is. He's got him on a leash and is leading him around. So there's some weird, weird stuff going on there. And he says, look, you help me get my bride, I'll let you go. No strings attached. But, of course, the string that is attached is the bride he wants to take is the guy's daughter. So, of course, the guy doesn't let his daughter get taken by the leprechaun because he knows that leprechaun dick is going to be... fucking terrible.
They're spikes. They're spikes, guys.
It's going to be thorns. It's going to be bad.
This is a rated R episode of Second Serving.
Yeah, so he doesn't let he makes sure that he says bless you three times and she doesn't get taken by the leprechaun. So of course the leprechaun makes a pun, kills him, and is like, now I'll go to wait 1,000 years again. Which is strange because at the beginning of the movie he gets freed from a tree he's trapped in. Which, didn't they shove him down a well at the end of Leprechaun 1 after they shot him in the head with a four-leaf clover?
See, but the well, though, is in the ground, so he just crawled through a tunnel. He landed up in a tree, and then he popped out.
I guess, but just have some continuity, people.
Well, I'm sure there's different people working on this film.
Yeah, I know, but it just always bothered me between all these old slasher movies when it would be like...
Maybe there's like a vacation period. Just like, what the fuck is Michael doing the other 364 days of the fucking year? Like, what is he doing? He's just waiting for that one night.
Well, that's like, technically, all the Friday the 13th movies take place in the future. They don't take place in the 80s because between 4 and 5, Tommy grew up at least 10 years. So if the last one happened in 1984, which is part 4, then the next one, which he's like... a teenager instead of being 8 years old would have to be like 1995, even though it came out the very next year.
Wow. Okay. You've thought a lot about this.
Yes. So, and then each one was progressively another few years. So by the time that franchise is done, no wonder the fucker went to space because they were already in like 2205. I'm just saying.
Anywho.
Back to Leprechaun.
That was our rant of the week.
Yeah, that was our sidebar of the week.
And, well, coincidentally, it is Friday the 13th this week.
Yes, there will be one at the end of the week.
So, I think that's what got you all on a
tiff. Got me all tizzy, excited about the Friday the 13th.
You know, because it only comes, like, once a month or twice once a year. Every two months. Twice is it really twice a year?
Usually twice a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
The first of the month has to be on a Sunday for there to be a Friday the 13th.
Wow, you've put a lot of fucking thought into this.
And it usually only happens once or twice a year.
Okay. Well, okay. So the kills in this film are pretty creative, but because they're so fucked up, the person thinks they're doing something else, but in actuality, they're going to like, you know, they're going to get their face like fanned off or something. It's something completely different.
Oh yeah, the fan one. Yeah, that's a good one for... The horny guy is after the girl, and he hears her calling from the basement. It cuts to her body double. It's showing him a little bit of titty, because obviously a body double, because they don't show her face.
Yeah, no, they just zoom up to the two boobs. She's in a garage, and he comes over to the garage, and she's there. She starts opening her shirt, whatnot. And then he bends down on his knees, which I thought was, oh, I was like, oh, okay. Mind you, the leprechaun is in the corner, like, fucking whacking off. Like, he's so giddy. He's so excited to see what's going to happen. His fucking crazy creation that he's...
Was it a fan or a lawnmower?
No, it was like this weird fan apparatus. Like, it was a weird machine. Because it was because he thinks he's putting his face in between her boobs. He thinks he's going to motorboat it, but he got helicoptered.
Yes, he got his face chopped off.
Really badly.
What I love about this one is, like I said, there's no continuity to it, because this time it's like, oh, the leprechaun's hidden in a tree in Vegas. Oh, this is Harry Houdini's old house in Vegas, and we've got a tree out of it that came from Ireland. It has a leprechaun hidden in it. And someone dropped a gold coin in front of it or something, wasn't it, brought him back?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on in the beginning. It makes no sense. But let's not go past the whole motorboat scene. Because I was just thinking, like, now, I'm going to take a real, real serious question now. He obviously was, he had to have a chubby, right? He had to have a boner.
Yeah.
Right? So he has this boner, right? Because he's like, oh shit, there's the titties in my face. I'm going to do motorboat thing, whatever he's going to do with them. Then he gets his face chopped off. So he automatically dies, right?
Yeah.
One would think he's going to die. Now, is his dick hard forever? Because he died with a heart on. He doesn't have to wait like for the, you know, the rigor mortis to kick in.
I think it's going to go down for a while, then come back up later.
You think so?
Yeah, he's going to lose it, then get it again.
Okay, I guess that would be a boner killer, right? You have, like, no
when
face
when your face
now.
Gets cut off, that usually does cut away your desire to get laid for a little while.
Okay, now we can go by, you know, the next scene. So you're the coin, yes. Someone drops a coin, and then he's like, ooh, you know.
Me gold.
Yeah, me gold.
He really is just one step away from the fucking leprechaun on the box of cereal. Lucky Charms is just... I'm surprised they held the restraint and they only made one Lucky Charms joke in the whole series.
Yeah, it really... I'm sure that was really, really difficult for him to say.
But yeah, so he comes back and first thing he does is pull all the gold teeth out of a hobo's mouth. Because that guy wasn't having a bad enough time as it was. He had to be made toothless by the leprechaun.
Did he need it, though? I mean,
probably not. But I loved, like, the terrible... They couldn't find somebody that was missing a tooth to just play it. They just had to... Literally, like, you could see the crayon on the guy's tooth where they had tried to black it out. Like, come on, guys. Spend the, like, $5 and make, like, a dental thing to put over there. It looks like he's missing a tooth. Or just find someone. I'm sure someone around there is missing a tooth. And you can be like, who's missing a tooth? Front, back, we don't care. We just need it for this shot. Just open the guy's mouth and show it. But no, they just chose to go the black crayon route.
You know, because they didn't have... The homeless guy number 3 didn't come in. So they had to get someone from the crew to do it.
I guess, but damn, it was terrible looking.
So what was your favorite part of the film?
I don't know that there's a favorite part, but... I do enjoy when the leprechaun moves, you know, he puts the girl down in the house and he immediately has a nice dress for her ready to go. It's like, I'm going to put her down here in the bottom of the treehouse and let me just magic up this dress for you. And then, which I thought we missed out on, it should have been a green dress.
It should have been a green dress. I have actually, the scene you're going to talk about, if you're going to go further into this, I have so many things to say about it.
Okay.
But he, spoiler alert, he gets the girl. He captures her. Which she's a descendant of the line from this family from the beginning. And, you know, this is like L.A. in the, you know, mid-90s.
Vegas, or in Vegas.
Oh, Vegas, I'm so sorry. Vegas in the mid-90s. So, they're, you know why I thought it was L.A.? Because they're doing one of those, like, tour. Like, those deaf tours or whatever, where they're going on, like, celebrity tours.
Yeah, I thought it was Vegas, because didn't they... Maybe it was L.A., I don't remember.
Whatever. It's some fucking place where people are just full of themselves. Yeah. And no offense, Vegas or California, we love you. And and that's happening. And she gets captured, and then he takes her down, and it's that moment where Hannibal Lecter gives what's her face Clarice the fucking fancy ass dress and the red bottom shoes on the bed. But yeah. In this case, it was like. A dirty old dress that probably was on the skeleton from the last bitch.
Yeah, 2,000 years ago that he married.
It was a Renaissance dress.
Yeah.
Me dearie, here's a Renaissance dress. Let me dust off the fucking spider webs for you. And she's not having it because who wants to get captured by a fucking leprechaun? His teeth are gross. Like, his teeth are disgusting. And I'm sure he has stink-ass breath because he hasn't fucking brushed his teeth ever. Like, he doesn't even know what soap is.
And plus, he was asleep for 2,000 years. So, you had your mouth closed for 2,000 years or however long you were in that tree. Do not open your mouth in the room with me if you've had it closed for 1,000 years. Because it is going to be just a stank cloud of death that comes out of there.
And, you know, I was going in kind of blindly because I hadn't seen the movie probably since 1995. Like, it's been a really long time since I saw the film, so I remember nothing from it. I just remember that there was a girl involved and, like, they were running around the city for a little while and she gets captured. Like, that's all I remembered. I totally forgot, and probably because it was like a Child Called It moment where I'm like in the closet going to my happy place, that he ties her up. And then he keeps, like, saying, like, you're going to have my litter, and how he's going to, like, change her appearance so the litter can, like, recognize her.
So when they want to nurse, that they'll recognize her. He's going to have to scar her face up. And
yeah, it's...
Like, then why not just pick an ugly woman if that's what you're looking for, leprechaun?
Yeah, and then there's something I called... Then comes the... gold play.
Oh, okay.
Quote unquote gold play, which is foreplay, but for leprechauns. And he proceeds to dump all of his gold all over her body. And he's like rubbing it into her body. It's very disturbing.
Is he singing that dollar bills, dollar bills? Is he doing that while it's falling around on her?
No, he's like, and this is just a taste of things to come, Drury. And then he's like,
ooh, things to come.
Exactly. And he's like, his spit is like all like, he's drooling all over her. Oh man. And he sticks his tongue out and it's like fucking split in half.
Yeah, and it is like bumpy and it's unpleasant.
It's creepy as fuck. I don't even, and he was like wiggling the tongue, like, is he insinuating that he's gonna like eat her out? Like I couldn't at that point. I was like, I give up. I can't do this anymore. This is way too fucked up. So he just wants this chick to have his babies. So a lot of them, just like a more or less, you know, the role of a woman, just to have babies and just be a sex slave.
Well, sure, like, you know. Like
in the 80s, that's what
you... the 80s and early 90s, that's all you were good for, so...
Oh, my bad. This is movies from 1994. It looks like it was made in 1984, though.
Yeah, it does. It does feel that way.
Yeah, it feels like an 80s movie. Just the look of it, too. Like, the film is not good. Mind you, we saw this on... we saw this on YouTube. Uh-oh. Because we couldn't find it anywhere, so we had to watch it in fucking snippets. That was fun. There was like 25 fucking cuts of it.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't think this being on Blu-ray is gonna make it any better.
I need more clarity to my terrible movie. It's gonna
be worse on Blu-ray because you're gonna see every seam on that leprechaun costume.
I want to smell the fucking webbed tongue. That's how clear and clean I need this fucking
Blu-ray. We don't need to be creepy. We don't need to be creepy like Exorcist 2 creepy. You heard about that, right?
No.
The Exorcist 2, the Blu-ray is so clear that you can see through a lot of Linda Blair's clothes.
No.
You can see through her shirt and a lot of things on it that they didn't plan on, but because the film was so grainy and nasty, but... when they HD remastered it and cleaned it up, you can see through her shirt. Yeah.
Wow. But wait, wasn't she an adult at this time? She wasn't a kid.
She was still not quite there. She was still about 16, 17 when this one came out.
Mm. Well, I bet that time you were already like married with 4 children, no?
I'm sorry, what?
So that's a no then, okay.
No.
I have no favorite part of this movie. The like I said, the deaths are pretty good. I really enjoyed, I should say, the kills. The kills are very fun to watch. And, you know, this movie is the only Leprechaun movie to be set on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, which is weird. You'd think they would have him doing the Myers thing, and every St. Patrick's Day he's out murdering people.
Because, like, I didn't see the other movies, but, like, why the fuck is he coming out if it's not St. Patrick's Day?
Well, the first one, they were renovating a house, and he was in a trunk, I believe, that they had hidden in the house somewhere. Or he got shipped there or something, I don't remember. They opened it by accident, the leprechaun came out, and of course was, like, pissed off and going on. And after that, I've seen part 3, but I can't remember anything about it. And I did not see the one where he went to space, and I didn't see the ones where he went to the hood. The Leprechaun in the Hood. They did that and Leprechaun in the Hood Part 2.
Okay, so that must have been really successful if they made a Part 2 to Leprechaun in the Hood.
Yeah, it must have been. Both of them have iced tea in it, by the way.
I feel like I need to see this Leprechaun in the Hood.
Well, it might be worth it. I don't know. I just love, there's one of the, I can't remember, I think it's Candyman 2, where they asked Tony Todd in one of the special features. They were like, hey, we heard at one point they were considering making a Leprechaun versus Candyman movie. Did you hear about that? And he goes, I kicked that little fucker off the screen in 5 minutes. Movie over. He did not think much of that, apparently.
Tony Todd was like, no, bitch.
No, I'll drop kick him in 3 minutes and that's over.
I mean, realistically, doesn't everyone say that about Chucky?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, come on, guys. It's not going to be a thing.
That'd be great, though, if they actually did, like, a crossover. And again, they have, like, another Jason and Freddy movie, and they have, like, Chucky just pop up, and they both just turn and just kick him, like, right out of the window or whatever. Go on their life, he's just in it for 2 minutes, and then that's it, he's done.
They punt him.
They just punt him and leave. Never mention him again.
That'd really be funny. That would be really, really
That'd
funny.
That'd be a good one.
Do you have any other parts that, like, stick to memory?
Like I said, you know, this one was hard to go through because it's just not that great. I like this director. His next movie that he did was Idle Hands, which I love that movie. I had a blast watching that, but I, you know, just goes to show it gives, you know, no matter how good a director you are, it's just what they give you to work with, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's not one's fun, and, like, they're so many years apart.
Yeah, they're, like, 5 years apart, I think. But, yeah, I don't know. Like I said, there's some good kills in it. I do like it when he promises the guy he'll give him his pot of gold if he lets him out of the safe. He lets him out of the safe that he's trapped him in. And, surprise, he gives him the pot of gold, but it appears inside of him.
Yeah, that part's actually really sick. I had to look away because it looks real in some shots. Like, in some angles, it looks like, wow.
Yeah, it looks pretty,
like,
gruesome.
Really
they did
real.
A good job on the effect on that one. But
it was really fucking gruesome. The leprechaun is like a genie. Like, you can't ask it for, like, there's always going to be a twist and
a request.
You have
to be very specific. Also, like Warlock. Ooh, now there it is right there. Warlock versus Leprechaun. Julian Sands and Warwick Davis in the same movie, just fighting it out.
One of the things that Julian Sands has to find, because the last one, he had to find all those fucking, like, crystals, right? One of them is actually gold. And the leprechaun is looking for it because it's like one of the old, like, fucking, it's been missing for like 4,000 years.
Yeah, we just wrote a number one hit movie right here. And all we have to do is find the money to get Julian Sands and Warwick Davis in it, and we have got a number one hit right here, my friends.
I'm gonna tell you right now, I don't got the Star Wars money.
I'm gonna say it right now, I don't mean this in a mean way, I don't think you need Star Wars money to get them in the movie.
I mean, I think you need to get Warwick Davis the fucking Star Wars money, especially if they're gonna be rebooting my fucking favorite movie over here, like Willow. First of all, you can't have Willow and not have motherfucking Willow in it. He has to be in it.
Oh, you know he's gonna be in it.
And he looks fantastic. Love me some Warwick Davis.
Yeah, I love him. It's just a shame that he got stuck doing all these leprechaun movies.
Yeah, but you know what? Malcolm McDowell said, he said a job is a job. Like, when he was talking about being in that pomegranate, like, palm commercial.
It's like, hey, they had a big check and I liked that.
Yeah. So, you know, but bills are bills. You got to get them paid, so it doesn't really matter at the end of the day. As long as he's working, it's better than fucking tearing off and sitting and rotting in a damn room.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather be, and you know, you're asking him, do you know, he says a bunch of stupid shit in the movie. And just leaves, you know? It's not like he's doing porn or anything, you know?
Yeah.
He says a bunch of stupid, silly one-liners and then goes, ah, ha, ha, you took me gold, and goes on about his business and makes $100,000, so.
I like how you're Irish, even though you do have some kind of Irish in you somewhere. There's like a percentile of Irish. I love how your Irish sounds like a pirate.
There were Irish pirates, too. They just didn't stay out in the sun very much because they burned. They'd be at night. They were the night pirates because they couldn't stand out in the sun.
Oh, God. Night pirates. That actually sounds like a porno.
Well, this episode's kind of off the rails with the sexual talk, but that's because of Leprechaun put us in that kind of mind frame.
For sure. I mean, this is the most sexual horror movie. I'm not going to count the Antichrist. That's not a horror movie, is it?
that's a straight up snuff film there, I think.
It was a horror movie for me.
It was pretty horrifying.
It's pretty bad.
Defoe's penis looks exactly like the Green Goblin head. That's okay. All I remember from that.
Yeah, no.
I'm still having flashbacks to that.
I give this movie 1.5 knives. I think it's the lowest rating I've ever given a movie.
Yeah, I'm going to go along with 1.5 too, because it's... I mean, this is one of those ones, like, me and you were a little bored watching it, but I could see if you had a group of people, had like a dozen people just heckling this movie and having a good time, it would probably be entertaining.
You know what? Fuck, what did we give Mortuary? Because I think we gave that higher rating.
Yeah, it was a higher rating.
Do we?
I'd rather watch Mortuary than this, for hands down.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
This one's just not good.
We barely were able to get through Mortuary because we were just laughing it up so much.
See, at least Mortuary was entertaining. This was, it was okay, but it didn't have a lot going for it.
You know, if you're interested in, stunt boobs, this movie's for you. Yep. If you're interested in one-liners, this one's for you. If you're interested in, fuck, St. Patrick's Day. Like, this is a good movie to have in the background. If you have, like, a St. Patrick's Day party, like, just have that playing in the background. A leprechaun-a-thon, yes. And y'all can get together, drink the green beer, and yep. have Leprechaun doing his thing in the background. That'd be fun.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be good. So that's a 1.5 stars for 1.5 knives for both of us, or ninja stars. No pots of gold. That's worth too much.
Yeah, no.
We got to take that back from the beginning. We have to edit the beginning of this episode to take out that pot of gold comment.
No.
But, you know, stay tuned because we have more goodies to come. And we may have a special episode this week. Another episode, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's going to happen. Maybe it's not going to happen. Who knows?
We'll see how awake we can be.
Yeah, exactly. And guys, thank you so much for joining us once again, and stay tuned to the horror.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.